Let's begin the thing. You'd already started your vacation.
I'm here. Barely. Plenty of time.
Not plenty of time. We are. You should be sitting down, ready to go when the music starts.
What are you, my nanny?
No, you would never. You know the question of are you making enough money? Everybody is going to say no. I mean, even Warren Buffett will say no. No. I think they did an analysis and he made $1.3 million an hour in 2013. His average take, Buffett did. Anyway, but it's the conversation of, kind of gauging where you are in your life and are you making enough money, where you thought you would be. So here's the question, and you don't have to be specific. I'm not asking anybody to identify how much they make. But at this point in your life, did you think you were going to be making more or less at this point in your life?
I never really put a really? Figure on anything. I didn't think I'd be this far in debt at this point in my life, but that's another story.
I always wanted to be making at least my age. And at this point, I am one heck of a young man.
I've heard that our fathers used to say that you're supposed to be making whatever it is you're... But
that made me spit up my coffee. That was pretty good. No,
but that can't be right. Because my dad was telling me that advice when I was like in my teens. And of course, the money is not worth the same now. So maybe in the 60s or 70s, all right, you're a 40-year-old man, you've been making $40,000 a year. You're a 50-year-old man, make 50 a year.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were asked, hey, do you feel like you're making, are you making less money than you thought you would at this age? Half of Americans say, yeah. I feel like I'm making less money than I thought I would be making at this age. 34% say they're making just about what they expected. 16% say they're making more than they expected. Women are more likely than men to say that they're making less than they thought they'd be making. It's 50 to 45%.
The 16% who are making more than they expected, they should keep that to themselves.
If they're self-employed, that's fine. But if they are working for the man, then they probably should not let their boss know. By the way, I think you're paying me far more than I am worth. I figured I'd be making a lot less than this. Yeah, but at this point in my career, I'm going to be living another 60, 70 years. This is awesome.
At least you'll be working that long.
You are having far more fun than you ever thought you would have.
Amen to that. And there is, can you put a dollar amount on the fact that...
You can't eat fun. That's the thing. People that have left this industry, that's what they will tell you.
But I can have fun eating.
Yeah, you see, I could never do that. Suppose there was a nice job waiting for me in a bank somewhere.
Yeah.
And it pays more. I would never be able to replace the fun that I'd be giving up, and that would make me unhappy in the long run.
Let me think about this very, very seriously. If somebody were to come to me and say, hey, we would like you to manage this department, and we're going to give you a six-figure income, but you will now have to attend the monthly board meetings. You have to wear a suit every day. You are expected to be clean-cut, and you behave every day. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Kowtow to the corporate.
Sell out to the man.
Yeah, exactly.
the button-down Seth Mila. That would be interesting to see.
I don't think I could do it. I think at this point in my life, years ago, I'd have jumped on and said, heck yeah, I'll abandon my morals and my character and kiss ass for $100,000 a year. Yeah. At this point in my life, I think I would have to say I would love to take you up on your offer. I would enjoy the money, but I'll tell you this much, in 12 months to 18 months, you're going to fire me because I can't put the facade on any longer. And that's not worth it. What about you? Would you walk away from this for a six-figure income?
No, I wouldn't.
You have to make the stakes right. The deal is that the new job won't let you do this. This job is beneath the dignity of the job that we're giving you now.
There probably is a number somewhere just to climb out of the hole, but... this is too much fun.
I don't know, man. I would hate to have that. I would really hate to have, because see, at $100,000, I could turn it down, tell my wife about it, and she would be like, wow, okay.
No, your wife would kill you.
No, she wouldn't.
She'd say, what are you doing?
So no.
We need that with a daughter and college.
No, not $100,000. No, she wouldn't. If I said, baby, I just turned down a $1 million a year gig.
Yeah, that might be different.
So that she'd be like, really? Can I apply? Because I'm going to leave your stupid butt behind. Anyway, all right, so here's the good news. We'll end on this. A guy won the lottery in Canada. His name is Tom Crist. $40 million he won in the lottery. He's 64 years old. He's retired. He says he's doing fine on his own. So, as he was golfing in Palm Springs, when he got a phone call from the lottery officials in Canada, by the way, thanks for going down to Florida, driving in the left lane with your turn signal on at 10 miles under the speed limit. I'm just saying. I love
it. He's just there to stimulate the economy.
Just saying. Love to have you there. Really do. Anyway, he got a call from the Lottery Commission in Canada. They said, hey, bub. Which they do in Canada. I don't know if you know that. That's how they answer the phone.
Hey, bub.
You just won the lottery. And he said, thanks. That's awesome. He is now going to give every penny of it to charity. Every dime.
Wow. He doesn't need it, huh?
Tom says he lost his wife 33 years ago to cancer. He lost his wife of 33 years to cancer last year. He says he knew what to do with the money as soon as he got the call. For now, he's putting it all in a trust fund so he and his kids can hand-pick charities to give it to.
What was his phone number?
He says a large chunk of it will go to help fight cancer and cancer research. Congratulations to him, man.
That's incredibly generous. In fact, I might even argue that it's too generous.
I don't know.
If I came into huge amounts of money, I would want to tithe to my church.
Absolutely.
That's 10%.
Sure.
The rule of thumb was, charity 10%, savings 10%, and spend the rest joyfully. That'd be a lot of spending.
Yeah.
And I think that would be,
but apparently,
be just a fine plan.
He's got enough cash, he doesn't need the extra infusion. I think that's the good news story of the day. Sorry to make you uncomfortable, Tom.
It's fine with me.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
Christmas is almost here, and if you haven't shopped at Grandparents Gift Warehouse, you haven't picked the right gifts. We've got tube socks, savings bonds, wool Christmas print sweaters, and Christmas cards with checks worth all the way up to $20, all at deeply discounted prices. And we'll make you feel right at home at Grandparents Gift Warehouse. We offer complimentary Werther's Originals and warm prune juice in our napping area. So get in your Buick and drive 20 miles an hour under the speed limit with your blinker on to the Grandparent Gift Warehouse today. We're open until dinner at 2.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.